Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the...
We started?
Christ. Pay peanuts and you get monkeys. Sorry, Gene Davis, just Ben's kicking off because he's not started recording us. I won't pay him in washers. Hello and welcome.
Washers, or as Ben calls them, bracelets. Sorry.
Why? We've got to stress.
I love
we do
so
actually
much,
love
I'm
him.
Being so rude to
we
him.
Do. He's like our best mate. He is. Genuine. He is. He's like if you watch. What's Alan Partridge's assistants are called? What's she called?
That's Lynn.
What Lynn. He's our Lynn. If you're watching this time,
yeah.
He just comes like, we're hosting the podcast awards next week. Yeah. Mm. He's like our little Lynn with his little handbag.
His beige shoes.
Beige shoes. Comes on with his little Diet Coke shirts and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, we're so close to him. Sorry, Benjamin. Right, carry on.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G and Divas.
You're looking very well. Sorry, that's...
Does that mean I have put a bit after?
No, that's not
I've
what I meant. But
honestly,
as I heard it,
I'm having a clean week after this weekend. I'm having a proper clean week. I have been on it.
Do you know when we're on tour? I'm very much looking the thing I'm most looking forward to about our Manchester dates, other than obviously being back in Manchester where I used to live and where we met, is going to see Helen. Can you remember who Helen is?
Helen.
Clean it out, Helen, or whatever I called her. She's my colonic irrigation woman.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I only go to Manchester to have the shit taken out of me.
Yes.
And Helen's got a tube with my name on it.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I can't wait. Then I'll be clean.
And then you'll be looking well. Honestly, though, right, 2018, remember when I first moved down to London that summer? It was a heat wave. England got to the semi-finals of the World Cup, and I was eating burgers and chips, and I was out on the beer every night. And after the end of that summer, I looked at a picture of myself and I thought, oh, you've put some weight on. And I promised myself I would never do that again. I'd never indulge like that. I'd never go mad. Literally done the same thing since England started playing in the Euros.
There's a correlation. Maybe you should stop supporting England.
I've not had a piece of broccoli or fruit or veg. I'm clean and healthy week next week.
Okay. Have you listened to my episode on Show and Tell with Christopher Biggins yet?
I haven't, but I will give it a listen.
Yes, Christopher and I are now close showbiz friends, and he invited me onto his new podcast. His first episode, guess who his first guest was?
Who?
Gail Platt.
Off of Curry.
How do you follow Gail Platt? William Hansen.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So he's struggling to get people on then? I'm glad you laughed.
Yes. No, we had a great fun.
I'll listen to that.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I will. He is what I would say is a hoot.
He's a hoot. Proper legend.
Yeah,
that's a word I don't use ever really. But no, he's a very generous man, and we've gone for close showbiz. I remember phoning my brother once, going, "Hello, James. I was walking back from somewhere. I said, you'll never guess what I'm going to do now." He said, "What?" I said, "I'm going for a late lunch with Christopher Biggins." which James said was possibly the campest thing I've ever said to him. but yes, no, we've had great fun doing that.
What's the podcast called again?
Show and Tell.
Show and Tell with Christopher Piggins.
Yes.
And what's the premise of it?
So I was asked, I said, do you want to come on webcam and show a few things to Christopher Biggins? And obviously I said yes. And it's where you go through objects in your house. And, you like, for example, there's a bottle of gin here. But if this was a special bottle of gin, I would go, well, this bottle of gin was given to me by my great uncle Fred. And this is what it means. And we just use everyday items that we have in the house to talk about what they mean to us and stories. So I've done things like... what did I do?
Did you do Debonair?
No, I didn't do Debonair. It nearly made it.
That would have been a good way to plug our podcast.
Yeah. Well, you have to listen.
Yeah, don't tell us all.
You'll have to listen to see what I brought up. But it's good fun.
Do you have to show them around your house?
No, because it's all on Zoom.
I'd hate that.
Well, series one was.
Don't like that. People seeing your house and stuff.
No. How's the house? You're searching for a new accommodation, is that right?
Yeah, we... Don't bring that up now. Ugh, it's stressful. Well,
we'll talk about it next week. Yeah, Tuesday, we will. Shall we?
Okay.
Basically,
I'm moving in on your bed settee.
I don't have a bed settee.
Me and Mikey have agreed that I can move in on your bed settee.
Right. Well, I'll be having a little. He'll be feeling the rough edge of my tongue later. Shall we go to some responses? This is from Amy. Hello, I absolutely love the podcast and I'm getting in touch regarding the waiter topic from the first episode of
Series
8.
Where's the ice, Ben? Another drink. Oh, you got it. Go on. Oh, Christ. Sorry, carry on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What?
I mean, thank God that went in your glass. You didn't even attempt to give some to me.
I shouldn't drink ice water. Ice water apparently is bad for you.
I don't want anything that's been in your mouth. Hello, this is from Amy. I absolutely love the podcast and I'm getting in touch regarding the waiter topic from the first episode of Series 8. I work in a restaurant in a 5-star hotel and I personally think it's nice to be acknowledged every time we go over to the table.
I agree.
Whether that's to clear something or top up the water, etc. I never expect anyone to stop their conversation, but even just a smile to know that we're acknowledged is nice. Well, thank you, Amy.
I concur.
I did say get in touch if you were a waiter.
Yeah, I concur completely.
You what?
I concur completely. On that, I do.
Bless you.
I think you should say thank you. Or cheers. Oh, thanks a lot. No, thank you. No, thank you. It's not that when you're having a conversation.
I would say there is a sliding scale of thanks and sincerity. Like, thank you is you are your most sincere and you should really always say that. Thanks, do you really mean it? Ta or cheers, what's the point?
But then there's the other scale where I'm like, thank you so much, really appreciate it, thank you.
Thank you just once is fine.
Yeah, thank you, really appreciate
it. It's like if you're sorry, you should only really say sorry once, not sorry.
I do that as well.
Well, don't.
Next one, please. Thank you, Amy.
This next one is from Lizzie. I actually lolled when William said that the Bristol venue had changed to SWX. As being a Somerset girl, Bristol is our go-to for the big night out.
I actually lolled when William said the Bristol venue had changed to SWX. As being a Somerset girl, Bristol is our go-to for the big night out.
Do you know what is so weird? Is that when you've been trying to do a Bristol accent, you've done Somerset. And when you're trying to do a Somerset accent, you've just done a Bristol accent.
You are. Have I?
There we go. That's better.
I've actually been to SWX on two... Go on.
I've actually been to SWX on two occasions to watch what can only be described as Bristol's, no apostrophe, version of the Dream Boys.
And they were Dream Boys, I'm telling you now. He's only like a bloody horse he was.
The second visit was on my 30th birthday, which led to me being picked up to go on stage and participate.
Whacked it round my face, he did. I bloody loved it.
This ended in me waking up the next morning with an imprint off the dancer's belt still on my backside. I have a picture. Thank heaven she said belt. Anyway, my question is, will Jordan, William and PB be putting on a performance like this on their night, maybe with a dressing gown belt, instead? And if so, how do I change my ticket? Well, all sales are final, they see, that's all we'll say.
Yeah, so you'll be coming and there might be a couple of tricks for the dressing gown belts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's before the show starts.
Yeah, we don't like to give We don't like to give too much away, but there might be a couple of dressing gown belts in there.
Yeah.
Going to be honest, not actually planned the tour yet. I'm joking.
Like people like Cher and all the big sort of cabaret stars have those sort of cloths that they come through with like the gold sort of plastic tape coming down. A bit like, you know, when we did Moss Club in London.
William, it's only 20 quid a ticket. Cher charges like 100 quid.
But you know,
why we never make any money on our tours. Because bloody William... got big idea. Thinks he's Elton John.
You know those cloths?
Yeah.
You know, the with the gold sort of plasticky or silver sometimes it is. I wondered if we could have one of those made, but all with dressing gown belts.
Oh, that'd be great.
And we could just like walk through.
Oh, how much would that
Can we do that for the back cloth?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That'd be good. Well, thanks, Lizzie. No worries, I'll see you there, my love. Thanks.
Cheers, Drive.
Cheers, Drive.
And this letter is from Katie with a C. Dear William, Jordan and Ben, you answered my email back in November 2019. I was asking if 30 was too late to make big changes to your life. I always wanted to work in radio, but ended up taking the safe job options. Although I wouldn't be putting Jordan out of part-time work anytime soon, well, Katie, this dates your letter, your advice really helped. A lot has changed in the past 18 months. It doesn't start off well. I was in a horrible place mentally. I pushed friends away, kept to myself, and was off sick from work and even ended up in a hospital. But I didn't want my 20s to be like my 30s, so I started again. I opened up to my family about my past. I got a new job that I love. Not in radio, but I do get to chat to lots of people. I moved back home to Kilmarnock. I've gotten back in touch with friends. I've bought a house and I'm in a happy relationship. Mm. I even went to a live show by myself in January 2020. It was your show and you were both lovely in person. So turning 30 wasn't scary. In fact, it's been great for me. And who knows, maybe one day I'll make it onto radio. I guess I'm emailing to say thank you for your advice and continuing to do your show. I listen to it constantly and have my tickets booked to see you in Glasgow. And to anyone out there struggling, as cheesy as it sounds, it does get better. You can get through things and don't be afraid of change.
Oh, Katie, what a lovely letter. We keep saying this on some episodes, but I don't know how we can follow that.
No.
By just saying thank you. Thank you. What a lovely letter.
Yes, and thank you to everybody who writes in and to Katie as well. It's lovely to have a bit of an update. Whether it doesn't have to be hilarious, but it's just nice to know that, you know, hopefully that our advice plus all your other support networks have been, have helped.
Oh, that's what this is all about, this bonus episode. So if you've got a question or story that isn't a dilemma or a problem for the main episode, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us.
And if you've got nothing to do, check out our YouTube, our TikTok account, all of our social media.
We're TikTokers now.
We're TikTokers. I'm the tick and you're a talk.
I'm a tick, you're a talk,
teeny Tom and tiny, we're the Tots on Tots TV, one, two, three.
They spoke French.
Look, Ben is so young.
We are so old, you should see the face he's giving us now.
Ben doesn't know what that was.
Ben, did you ever watch Rosie and Jim? It's like Rosie and Jim, but puppet French.
Yeah, it was French, I think. But French. No, one of them was French, Tilly. Tilly, Tom and... Yeah, Tilly was friends.
Tom and Tiny, right?
Tom and Tiny, they were... They
Rosie
were,
and Jim.
They were from Cleethorpes.
Rosie and Jim, having it off in the biscuit tin. Did you ever used to sing that?
We didn't sing that.
That's what my dad
school,
used to
no.
sing to us. Rosie and Jim.
Your father would sing that to children.
Having it off in the biscuit tin.
Did you ever watch Wizardora? That was my favourite.
Was that the wizards?
The witches.
Witches.
She was a witch. Wizardora.
Yes, I remember
Adore
that.
Her.
Yeah.
We'll do children's TV next week.
Did I ever tell you I once interviewed Bernard off of Bernard Watch for my student radio show?
Really?
Well, I say interviewed him. I tried to get him on for an interview, but he wouldn't.
you sent an email.
Yes, I messaged him on Facebook.
Oh,
and
bless.
When... they found... Sorry, we should have finished the episode ages ago, but we'll leave you on this story. Mm. So my mate went to uni, where he went to uni, and he ended up telling everyone one night when he had a drink that he was Bernard off of Bernard's watch. And apparently when he used to walk into the canteen, everyone used to stop and pause. And like, to the point where someone would literally drop a tray full of food when he'd walk in.
And he wasn't even Bernard?
No, he was Bernard.
Was he?
Yeah, he was actually Bernard, yeah. I messaged him. Anyway, there you go.
Other facts. My very first television appearance. Have I told you ever what this was?
Oh, go on.
Live and Kicking.
Yes, you have told me this.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? No offence, but whenever you used to watch telly when you were younger, this episode should have finished 5 minutes ago. It was always posh kids that were on telly. Hello, mummy! It's like, who speaks like that? Always posh kids. They're never normal kids in Umbro tracksuits, like me.
Well, if you watched Saturday Mashup recently.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.